So everyone should have a piece of paper that contains their stream of consciousness, contains all the things they said in terms of what they feel their main challenge is and also what they feel they can do to overcome the impact of this challenge. Does everybody have one? Lots of bits of paper today. Okay, we came in, bit of paper. We now have another bit of paper. So what I want us to do is actually just to take some time to pray. I hope, has every group been able to pray with one another? Yeah? I saw some groups doing it. Some groups may not have had an opportunity to do it. We're going to have, in the last session today, we're going to have a longer time just of ministry so that we can lay hands on each other, we can pray for each other, really pray into some of this stuff. Okay, but for now, what I want you to do is just to stand, actually, if those of you can, just stand and... as you were sharing, remember there are the three areas of revelation that might be needed. As you were sharing, you may have got insight that actually my thing is I just need a fresh revelation of who God is. I've made God really small. God just isn't a big God capable of doing the sort of things the Word of God says he can do, and I just need a fresh revelation of who God is. So if that's you, we're going to pray for you. If for you the challenge is, or the revelation that you need is a fresh revelation of who you are, then we're going to pray for you too. And if for you the challenge is, or the need is, a revelation of the help you need, just to allow people in to help, then we're going to pray for you too. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you just to raise your hands for each thing. Okay, so we're going to close our eyes, we're going to raise our hands. And if you find that you're raising both hands and legs, that's fine. Okay, and you're raising them for everything. It's me. Okay, that's fine, because this is God's work. So let's just pray. Just before the throne of God. And if you're in that group where actually your greatest challenge is, Lord, I just need a fresh revelation of who you are, then you just raise your hand. It's to God. We all have our eyes closed. I have my eyes closed too. This is for God's, the Lord's benefit. You are indicating to him, Lord, it's me. I need that. So Lord, we pray for our sisters in this place today who just need a fresh revelation of who you are. We ask that you, the great I am, would reveal yourself. That you would erase those false conceptions, those misunderstandings of you. That you would erase a fear of you that is not right. We pray that you would release revelation. That you would open the eyes of hearts today to see you in a way we've never seen you before. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you're not hiding from us. Help us to see you in everything we do and everywhere we go. Not just to expect you to meet us here or to reveal yourself here, but Lord, when we're at home, when we're with family, when we're with friends, when we're at work, whatever we're doing, we want to see you. Thank you, Lord. And with for you, the challenge is you need a fresh revelation of who you are. Then you raise your hand. If you've already used the other one, you may need to use the other one. Okay, so you raise your hand. Lord, that's me. Lord, I thank you that you love me. You know me completely. You knew me before I was even an idea in the hearts and minds of my parents. I thank you that you know what you put in me and why you put it there. And Lord, if I've got lost somewhere, would you reveal to me what you've invested in me? Help me to see me as you see me. Not even as others see me, but as you see me. Grant me that revelation that will free me from the constraints, from the fears, and from the self-doubts that sometimes pursue me and overtake me. Cleanse my eyes and the eyes of my heart so I'll see me clearer and appreciate me in the way you appreciate me. Love me in the way you love me so that I might love others with that same love. Help me to see. And if your need is that revelation of who God is giving to you, of who God is bringing to you, then you raise your hand. Say, Lord, it's me. Forgive me for being so self-sufficient. Forgive me, Lord, for saying no when I should have said yes to the offers of help. Lord, I pray that you will reveal my errands, those you put alongside me, to support me and for me to support too. Would you reveal my Jethros, those who are ahead of me but who have wisdom for me? Would you grant me courage to invite that wisdom? And would you reveal to me those who I have been called to invest in? Those who you'll call me to nurture and to develop. Would you reveal them to me and give me a heart to say yes to that help, wherever it comes from? So, Lord, in this place today, we are grateful to you for your call on our lives. We're saying yes, Lord, to that call. Help us on this journey of questions and release us to be all we can be in you. We ask it in Jesus' name. We ask it for the sake of his kingdom. We ask it for our sake too. And all the women said, Amen. God bless you. We're going to have lunch. And then we're coming back, shifting from questions to decisions or choices.